This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And on this Monday, this is a program full of your voices.
This is Darcy from Ohio. Has any other country, following a terrible civil war, allowed for the loser to fly their flag with pride? When will we learn that we are all just humans, no matter our color, and that racism is taught? Feeling malice towards none doesn't mean allowing those who lost to claim nostalgia when acting in a way that should be a slap in the face to all of us, and flying this flag on state grounds seems at worst treasonous and at best ignorant.
The talk about the Confederate flag flying officially in South Carolina filled the conversation over the weekend among politicians, celebrities, average citizens. The flag issue has crystallized the question of how to respond to the shootings last week of 9 African Americans in a church in Charleston, South Carolina, a church that is every bit as symbolic of American civil rights history as the Confederate flag is a symbol of the Confederacy. Here's Stephanie on our Facebook page. Flying the Confederate flag does nothing but create division. It's not helping to bring people together. Having it flying proudly over the state building or anywhere else, one flag, one country. They lost. Get over it. But this isn't one of those simple get over it issues. Even though our next guest believes we need to get beyond the Confederate flag, it will take careful steps, he says, remembering history and understanding the changing politics of the American South. Kareem Creighton is Associate Professor of Law at the University of North Carolina School of Law.
This is in many ways a political issue, and I think that's important to see first of all. South Carolina clearly is a conservative state, and it's a state that is very, I think, closely aligned with its identity as a state with a, quote, Southern history, and part of that is wrapped up in the Civil War. The state capitol still marks the places on which the Union bombshells left marks in the building. So these are things that are heavily wrapped up in, I think, the way in which a lot of people, and frankly, white people in the South, view their identity. South Carolina also is a state that is an evolving one. That is, there are people who are in South Carolina now who are not generations ago traceable to South Carolina. So these transplants are in some ways walking into a conversation that's been going on for years, if not decades. The key to all of this, it seems to me, is that for the first time, I think in a long time, you're hearing Southern white conservatives, people who are aligning themselves typically with Southern identity, saying it's time to rethink this issue. It's become personal. And so it may be that that movement among some conservatives in the state house and the state senate are now going to change, at least to move this issue along. Now, the harder question, and I think really what you're going to start hearing from the African-American community, and certainly liberals as well, is, well, this is one piece of a broader set of considerations that we think the state needs to start making that gave rise to this particular incident, and it was, of course, horrific. But also, and as I think you're hearing a lot from the African-American community, this is a piece of a broader concern that African-Americans aren't really welcome in all of the different ways in which governing happens in the state of South Carolina. And that's just not about political party. It's about race.
All right. That's great. And that is so clear. And let me just let me take a kind of devil's advocate sort of thing here. Let's just say I am one of those people who can trace their generations right back to the Civil War. And I say to you, number one, we can talk about racism. We don't have to talk about the flag. Why do we have to talk about the flag before we talk about racism? We've been talking about racism in South Carolina for a long time. Second, I think if you pull that flag down, it says somehow that the flag was the cause of those people dying in Charleston, and you can't make that argument. And number three, does anyone have the ability to prove to me that that flag somehow says that it tolerates murder? Hello?
Well, let's see if we can get at each of those issues. I think the first thing to say, both to the people who say, well, there's no linkage between that flag and murder, and the people who say, in fact, that flag stands for heritage that dates back to the 19th century, it turns out that in most of these states that have adopted this rebel flag, it really did not become prominently used until the 1960s. And that was explicitly done in the wake of Supreme Court decisions like Brown versus Board of Education and a broader national concern about desegregating public accommodations. So African Americans who look at this flag with a particular view come at the issue honest. In Mississippi, which incorporates that flag in to its official state flag, didn't do so until the 1950s. And again, it was explicitly done in reaction to Brown versus Board of Education. So taking the flag down is a start. It's certainly not the whole project of dismantling the horrible history that the South has with respect to race. And that's not just slavery, but it's the Jim Crow era of most of the 1900s. It's an important first step. Symbols mean things. And when we talk about, you know, a symbol about the United States flag not being burned, we don't think that we're going to lose our democracy when the flag is lit up abroad, but it stands for a disrespect that I think most of us find abhorrent. And I think for many African Americans, by the way, having grown up in the South and being African American, I can tell you I'm one of them, you view the flag in a particular way that at the very least suggests, you know what, there's something that we have that you aren't welcome to. And I don't think that with the state making even a passing embrace of that symbol, that it does the kind of work of bringing people together, which is, I think, what we all expect people to do when we talk about state-embraced symbols. The last point to make, I guess, is about what we ought to be doing as a broader project. I don't think that anybody would acknowledge that the flag, a piece of cloth, caused anybody to lose their lives. However, we do think that trademarks and branding matter. And what is clear, I've written about this, is that the calling card these days of most hate groups, and in particular neo-Confederate groups, these are people who actually lament the loss of the Confederacy, not the Valiant South and the reenactment of battles. But when you talk about those groups embrace this flag as their call to arms. And it seems to me that when that's the case, if we want to deem this as terrorism, and again, I do, we would not countenance any passing endorsement of those same strategies and those brands. And I think that all of those things put together suggest that notwithstanding what you might think about the historical merit of a flag, you still have to think about the current ways in which that emblem is used in ways that I think a significant part of our population, not just African Americans, but most people who look at the modern era as one that embraces everybody. That flag is not the kind of message the state needs to be embracing. The question, if we're asking where's the place of this flag, the place isn't in a state capitol. The place where it belongs is the museum. What we can't do, I think, is allow people to either confuse it or maybe even celebrate it as a current symbol of what makes us a nation of different people who come together for a common cause.
Kareem Creighton is Associate Professor of Law at the University of North Carolina School of Law. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
One more voice from you here. Cesar writes, there is freedom of speech, and that means that some people in South Carolina are choosing to use a symbol of racism in a building that should represent all of that state when the flag does not. And for those who argue the flag is a symbol of their relatives who fought on the wrong side of a long past war, they should understand that waving the Confederate flag because of fallen relatives is the same as a German choosing to wave the Nazi flag because of her fallen relatives. Join the conversation. Tell us what you think about the flag. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But there are plenty of things to talk about at facebook.com/thetakeaway or thetakeaway.org.